This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The millions of Americans returning home from a long holiday weekend are being reminded to behave after a rash of incidents in which airline passengers physically attacked flight attendants or yelled at them as they enforced mask mandates. Alcohol is also seen as a problem in some of these incidents. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says nobody should mistreat flight attendants.
It's a matter of safety, but it's also a matter of respect. And as we get back, and as we're so thankful to get back to the skies, to get back on the road, to get back to loved ones, let's make sure we're doing it in a way that we can all be proud of.
Transportation Secretary Buttigieg was on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. On this Memorial Day, President Biden will visit Arlington National Cemetery and lay a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier. Our Shelley Adler reports.
Biden addressed a crowd at an annual Memorial Day service at Veterans Memorial Park yesterday.
We may have many obligations as a nation, but we only have one truly sacred obligation, and that's to equip those we send into harm's way with all they need and care for them and their families when they return home. And when they don't.
The president also asked Americans to forget their differences on a day to remember the fallen.
We're not Democrats or Republicans today. We're Americans.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Nations from around the world begin 3 days of climate talks today. The UN Climate Office in Bonn, Germany, is organizing virtual sessions that will have some officials joining the talks at dawn or late at night, depending on their time zones. One official says this is not ideal. Britain says it will make it easier for Afghans who worked with British troops to settle in the UK. There are rising fears for their safety. This is AP News. New documents suggest the U.S. has sold Iranian crude oil seized off the coast of the United Arab Emirates. Here's our Charles de Ledesma with why this is an eye-popper.
According to recent court documents and government statistics released over the weekend, the US sold more than 2 million barrels of Iranian crude oil after seizing an oil tanker off the coast of the UAE. The papers have raised the eyebrows of commodities traders as Tehran remains targeted by a series of American sanctions. The Energy Information Agency has said that America imported just over 1 million barrels of Iranian crude in March. Iran's foreign ministry in Tehran now says the government knows nothing of the matter, adding no oil has been bought from Iran because of the laws passed. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley. AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.